This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Welcome to Desert Files. This is your host, Bogus Bird, and today we have the marksman of the Ass Blaster himself, Cuckoo. What's going on, dude?
What's going on? Not much. Had a long day of work today. Well, not necessarily a long day of work. It's just a long week, I guess. Mm-hmm. Waking up at 2 a.m. for work sucks. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then with a bunch of stuff that I got going on after work, you know, it's just a long week. How about you? How are you doing?
Quite the opposite for me. I've actually been off this whole week. Like, I know that you know, if anyone's saw my shorts or my reel, my kid was born. The wife is no longer prego. He was born earlier this week, and I've been home. I took some time off, and it's definitely been different. It's a different experience, mostly because I'm used to going to work, you know? Mm-hmm. And, like, 5 days in, like I'm bored, dude. Like I don't know what to do.
Oh, I believe it, man. Same way. Like when I had to take a mandatory vacation, otherwise I would lose the vacation time.
Yeah.
I think like last year, and man, I can't tell you how bored. Like after the second day, I was like looking for stuff to do. I was walking around the house, you know, just contemplating things. I even got to the point where I think I even started cleaning the house just out of boredom.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah. I mean, and it's not even a dirty house, really. You know, we try to keep it clean, but, you know, going over is 2 times, 3 times. And, man, yeah, I can't tell you. Like, I'm too used to working.
Yeah. Same. Like, I'm same thing. I'm helping around. I'm doing more, I guess, around the house. I'm helping with my other 2 kids. I'm helping with the newborn. I'm helping my wife. You know, she's still in recovery. She's still not able to do a lot of things. So mm-hmm. I kind of have to step up and do a lot of these things. But at the same time, I'm like, you know, whenever there's downtime, I'm on the couch. I'm on my phone. Kids are good. Wife is good. Everything's good, right? And I'm just like, I wonder what the guys at work are doing. Or, you know, I'm just.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking at the time sometimes and like, oh, I would be over here doing this at this time. Man, I know. I get it. Yeah,
just wired, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it sucks though. I haven't had a chance to go meet the new kid yet. I know I asked, you know, how's it? Shut up. No. Oh, man. I actually wanted to go this weekend. But my fiance listens to your, what was it, the last episode, and said, hey, you know, that Renaissance Festival sounds pretty fun right about now.
Oops.
Yeah.
That's what I do, man. I inspire. That's what I strive to do. I inspire.
They don't call you an influencer for nothing, eh?
Hey, you know, Cuckoo's fiance, there's this thing going on in a couple of weeks. It's called Thanksgiving. There's a big-ass turkey. Then there's some pies and some holiday ham.
Right.
Not my brother. You know, an actual ham. Like, you know, you stick it in the oven.
An actual ham. Yeah.
And it's, you know, you should look into that. You should definitely not start decorating for Christmas. You should be putting turkeys up and shit outside. That's what you should be doing.
Wait. So you're telling me that what my fiance wants to do already, mm-hmm. being decorating for Christmas, putting up the Christmas trees and all that, is not to be done until after Thanksgiving?
Until after Thanksgiving. Mm. Yes, sir. That is correct. Yeah.
Influence her into going to the Renaissance Festival. Maybe you should tell her that and influence her to stop trying to put it up on the 1st of November.
Dude, I almost took a screenshot. She sent me a text message the day after Halloween, and she's like, "I'm gonna start decorating for Christmas."
You at least got it the day after Christmas. Literally, we shut down, you know, the Halloween lights. We, you know, brought in, you know, a couple of the decorations and all that, so they wouldn't get jacked. the night of, as soon as we stopped getting trick-or-treaters, so tomorrow the Christmas tree's going up, huh? No.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's you know what? I'm not going to be super harsh because my wife would do the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I
believe it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If she wasn't down for the count right now, she'd be putting up presents underneath already by now, you know. She's ready. She bypasses the turkey and she goes straight for the tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same here. Oh, man. Oh, you know what? Actually, I do know about that because I think the day after she's like, hey, look at what I did. And it was a quick text with a couple pictures to your wife. And she was yeah, I'm trying to convince her to start decorating so that you can get convinced too. That's not how that works.
No. That doesn't work that way. No. I'll just shoot her down. Like, no, wife, I'm not putting up shit. I'm in control this year. She doesn't have a choice.
She can't move. She's on bed rest.
You, on the other hand,
you know, senor, what? Now that you mentioned it, I do have a baseball bat, and she does have a knee.
Man.
Maybe cut that one out. I don't want to get in trouble.
We'll see.
I'm counting on you, brother.
Nah, but yeah. I mean, I know it's months. You know, it's a couple months away. 2 months, really. I mean, but what do you got lined up? Anything lined up?
Holidays. Well, as I've mentioned, she wants to go to the Red Bear tomorrow. Got to clean out the car, clean out the trunk so you could put a cooler in there. She said that they give you chances to, like, come in and out and all that. So we're going to take, like, a couple snacks, maybe, like, a pack of ham, two sandwiches. That way we're not overspending over there.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, Farquaad called dibs on Thanksgiving. So we're going to go over to his place to have Thanksgiving.
I believe I volunteered him to host Thanksgiving.
Oh, really now?
Yeah, yeah. Pretty sure I volunteered him in a little group chat we have. And then later he was like, all right, I'll do it.
I may have missed that. I don't think I saw that, huh? I didn't know that that's how that went down.
Oh, it did. It did. Yeah. The only reason I did that, because normally we host, you know, Thanksgiving.
Right.
But I knew that this year we're going to have a newborn and trying not to have too many people around him, you know, like not just you guys in particular, but like friends and family with younger kids. And if they're sick, I don't want them near my newborn. You know, he's got to adjust and, you know, build up his immune system a little bit before we toss him out to the wolves. So, I mean, so me knowing that, you know, I kind of joking around volunteered him since he just got his new place. And he agreed to it. So it's like, all right, cool. I'm off the hook.
No, yeah. And then my fiance loves decorating for Christmas. So, yeah, she volunteered us through me saying, hey, send this in the group chat just to see if they bite.
Well,
yeah.
We haven't decided, again, because he's a newborn. We haven't decided yet if we're going to be around for Christmas. Sure, we're going to have to skip Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
At least, you know, large family get-together stuff. Christmas is a maybe. New Year's, I think, will be possible. But I know for New Year's, we usually do our own things. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
This year, it's going to be a little different for us.
Yeah. So. And then, hopefully I get a chance to go swing by, meet the new kid, and see how the wife is doing.
Yeah,
I kind of wanted to go yesterday. I had a couple errands to run, but I had mentioned to you, I don't think I told you the full story, but I mentioned to you, I had a little bit of a fuck up yesterday. So my fiance's car is getting some work done to it. It's in the shop right now. And so I want to go pick her up from work. And on my way back home, I got a flat tire, right? Cool, whatever. Pulled off of the freeway. Pulled into a small parking lot, changed the tire really quick. And I should mention, my lug nuts, out of the five lug nuts, one of them is a lock. It needs a key, and you need a specific key to undo that lug nut, right? And so, I put the dummy on, put the bad one in the trunk, said, all right, cool, we're good to go, put away the jack. take off, go to the tire shop, and for whatever reason, almost nobody has the tire I need in stock. It's usually either special order, or luckily they do have one that's used, or, you know. So I usually, when I get new tires, I need to know in advance, and or I'll plan it out, have it special ordered, whatever.
Lame.
And so we went to a few different tire shops. Finally, I think as a third one, we found someone who had it. Okay. And so, you know, they put the tire on the rim, and they go to take off the dummy.
Mm-hmm.
Says, I need the key for the lug nut, for the lock. So, okay, cool. Start patting my pockets, because I know for a fact when I took them off, I put that key in my pocket so I don't lose it, right?
Right.
Patting my pants down. Maybe I put it somewhere in the car. Look in the car, not finding it in the center console. Thinking, okay, maybe I put it in the trunk with the tire. Pop the trunk, looking around, digging around, not seeing it there. You know what? I did use a rag, clean my hands. They were all dirty. Look in my back seat, looking around the rag, looking around the stuff that I have in the back seat, not finding it. Now, keep in mind, my fiance got off of work, I think, about 5:30. So changed the tire, got to the shop around 6 o'clock, 6:15-ish, right?
Okay.
So around this time, sun starts going down. Fuck. I don't have the lug nut. So you put the dummy back on. I put the tire in my trunk, pay for it, right? I go back to the spot, to the parking lot, where I changed my tire.
Yeah.
I'm looking around. I'm not seeing it. And the parking lot's empty. It's still like a small business, right? So everyone's gone. By the time I got there, no cars. I'm not seeing it. So, okay. Maybe somehow I left it on the lock when I drove away. Let's just retrace the steps. You know, I drove straight, got out the parking lot, drove straight for maybe 2 miles, right? So I pull out a flashlight. I'm walking down the street. I'm looking left. I'm looking right. I'm looking in the grass. Looking anywhere. Maybe it rolled around somewhere. I'm not finding anything. I walk basically the 2 mile stretch of road that until I hit, I guess, like a main highway. I'm not seeing it, dude. The next thought was, let's call up a couple tire shops, see if maybe they could just break it off. Maybe if they can just, you know, jimmy it so that they can pull it off. And, you know, I got a couple extra lug nuts, the ones that were replaced by the lock.
All right.
I checked the time. It is 7:50, I think. And the last few tire shops are closing at 8.
Yeah.
Half of them, I don't think, answered. And the one that did said, oh, no, we're closing the gate right now. You can come and check tomorrow. Fuck. And I had to drive out to the Woodlands.
Damn.
And and I didn't want to do that on a dummy. So I went and I just took it back home. And that's how I had to take it to work in the morning. I got to work, and luckily I got some guy to do it for me pretty cheap. But yeah, I never found that lug nut. I think it's recommended to drive on it no more than 50 miles. I think I drove on it maybe a good 80, 90 miles with all the driving around that I was doing, looking around for that lug nut, looking for a tire shop. Man.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. That's... So that sucked. That was an adventure, and definitely not what I had planned for last night or how to spend my money.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's some bullshit, man. I actually need tires myself. I was waiting for November because that's when tires are supposed to go on sale.
Right.
And, dude, like, I've been looking at prices for tires, like Walmart, Sam's Club, you know, Discount Tire, all the places, right? Looking at these, and, like, the ones that I had set aside as the the ones that I wanted and the affordable ones, right? Because right. I'm not looking to spend like $600 for four tires. And
yeah.
unfortunately, I do need like three of them. So I might as well get all four.
Right.
I have them in my cart. And I was checking them like every couple days, right? And see if the prices will go down. And then finally, I see something. It's an ad. It's like, you know, $80 off. You know, it's a special. It's a sale. It's like, all right, cool. Awesome. Let me check my tires. It says $80 off on it. I'm like, badass. I'm going to buy these tires right now. I go into the app. I check out the tires. It's the exact same price that it was before the sale. It's fucking bullshit, dude. That's
how they get you.
Yeah, fucking assholes, man. They just...
That's how they work Black Friday, too. They mark up the price right before the sale. That way you come in thinking, you know, oh, that's such a great price. But it's not a great price. They raise the price just so they can lower it right back down.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Excuse me, bro.
Hey, guys. Have you heard of The Essay Files?
No. What's that?
It's a weekly podcast that discusses entertainment news. They focus on topics surrounding Marvel movies, TV shows, DC movies, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, anime news, pop culture properties such as Aliens and Predator, and various other geek culture series and movies.
That sounds awesome. I'm a huge fan of all those things.
Me too. I've been listening to it for weeks now, and it's really funny. The hosts are very knowledgeable about their stuff, and they always have a lot of interesting things to say.
So how do I subscribe?
You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you can listen to a podcast.
Awesome. I'm going to do it right now.
You won't regret it. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's definitely what they did. And, yeah, fuck that. I'm probably still going to get them because I fucking need the tires, but fucking bullshit.
I mean, and yours are more expensive, too, I think, just because you got bigger tires, you got a bigger vehicle. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I'm looking about $400. So, I mean, it's not horrible, but I do need some tires for my bigger vehicle, which I've never bought tires for that one yet. So I'm a little nervous on how much those are going to be.
But, I can only imagine, dude.
So a friend of mine who drives a Jeep, he spent like $600 on four tires, or maybe it was $700. Yeah, I'm not looking forward to changing those tires.
Yeah, no. But I mean, do they have like just basic tires, or do they have like those off-roads, or what's going on with those tires?
There's ones that I'm looking at. They're called All Seasons. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think that'd be suitable for Houston weather. You know, it's hot, it rains. Occasionally we'll get some ice or whatever once every 5 years. Yeah, so I would assume that would be acceptable.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, should be fine.
But what about that Black Friday? You got anything on your list? Not since you brought it up.
You know what? I'll probably get a little bit of Christmas shopping done. Nothing in particular for myself, I don't think. There's a few things that I want for myself, but I mean, money's a little bit tight right now, so I'll probably miss out on a few sales and, you know, get Christmas shopping done instead.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you? Other than tires, any tech, anything cool?
Well, I'm always looking. You know me. I'm always looking. I do a majority of my Christmas shopping on Black Friday as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually done for the most part. I am looking for a couple upgrades for the new computer that I just bought. That way I can edit a little bit quicker and try and get that part of the job done quickly.
Right.
I can spend more time with my new kid and the other two and my wife. I'm not trying to spend all my free time in here, you know, trying to get these, you know,
So what are you trying to
other
upgrade?
Than that,
RAM?
I'm sorry?
What are you trying to upgrade? RAM?
Yeah, RAM. I got 16 gigs of RAM, and I'm looking to do at least 32. So, should be pretty tight. And a bigger SSD drive, just because the one that came with this one was like 250 or something like that.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty small, but, yeah, replace it with something bigger.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could replace it, or you could just add another one in there either way.
Oh, yeah, same thing. Yeah, yeah, I could do that too.
Yeah.
Man, better listeners are like, this is the tech channel? Is this the, what's an SSD?
Solid state drive, guys. Solid
state drive. Rams? I like sheep.
I like goats.
They're cuter.
Man. Please cut that one out.
We'll see. Man. So, what are you picking up for your fiance?
No, actually, she does listen, so I can't say. Yeah, I told you. Yeah, she listened, and you influenced her into the damn Renaissance.
Sorry. I tried. Uh-huh. Trying to give you the heads up, see what you're getting, fiance. Trying to give her the heads up, you know, see how much she has to spend on you.
Oh, no, she has to spend, like, at least an entire check on me. Mandatory. It's part of the contract.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Contract.
The prenup?
No. In order to date me, you have to sign a contract. You got to meet certain requirements, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Do certain things.
I see.
That's one of
them. I see. Okay. Spend a whole paycheck. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what if she was, like, sick and worked only one day for a pay period? I mean, that's technically a whole paycheck.
Yeah, she has to claim that sick time. Yeah, use her sick time on me.
Okay.
That's just how it is. It's in the fine print. I'll send it to you so you can read it over, you know?
Gotcha, it's really great. I might need to apply it over here at home
set
some terms aside. Yeah.
I'll get you in contact with my lawyer, you know.
Okay, gotcha. Cool.
Fine tune it so that, you know, it's accurate to yours.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, I know you and the wife have been kind of busy, but have you seen any good movies lately?
Surprisingly, we managed to watch Black Adam right before the baby popped.
Oh, did you?
And right before, right before she popped, we at least got to see Black Adam, and that's probably going to be the last one we get to see for a good while. I might have to watch Wakanda Forever without her.
Sorry. You could always bootleg it for her. Yeah,
I could.
Oh, you know what? I actually heard they have cameras in the theaters specifically for that. Like, they have like night vision cameras, and they'll like occasionally look and check them to make sure nobody's bootlegging it, like on a camera on the phone or whatever. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Like, apparently it's a confirmed thing.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's definitely new. I was not aware about that.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, what was it? That Paranormal Activity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when they were doing, like, the trailers and all that stuff, they had, like, a video of, like, the audience of, like, the jump scares, and they're, you know, and people, like, the women cover their face and all that. I think it comes from those cameras.
Huh.
Like, I think I'm assuming that's what it looks like, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Right.
That one guy with the phone.
So back to topic. Black Adam.
Yes, sir. You watched it, right?
I did watch it, yeah. What do you think of it?
Okay, so... All right, so we're not going to scare you off. This isn't a review, exactly. But what'd you think about it? Would you like it? Did you hate it? What'd you think about it?
So I personally... I really enjoyed it. I highly enjoyed it. I think it was one of... DCU's stronger movies. I don't want to go into too much detail. I don't want spoilers, because if anybody's listening who hasn't watched it, I'm just going to say, yeah, it's a really good movie. It's definitely a stronger DCU, better than a lot of the stuff that CU has been putting out lately. What about you? What do you think?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh, please click on the link below and subscribe. Become a bro and join the
Brochachos.
Subscribe.
Yeah, do it. You owe it to yourself. You've earned it. You sat through this far. You've earned it. Do it. You want it. You need it. We need it. Come on. Hit that subscribe. Hit that follow. Love you guys.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
All right.
Ooh, man. All right. I hope you're ready for an earful. Here it comes. Okay, so first of all, I liked it. Okay. I watched it. I enjoyed it. I had fun with it. I was entertained all the way through. Once The Rock made his appearance as Black Adam in the movie, it was nonstop action all the way to the end. There was no time to stop and be like, oh, is this movie any good? Like, you know, you just kind of, the movie was very fast paced. Right. And it just kept you in it. It was good. It was really good. Like you said, one of the strongest DCEU movies available today. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Definitely one of the strongest ones. I do have complaints. Quite a few.
Okay.
Quite a few. It's very hard to look at Black Adam and say, that's Black Adam, because the whole time I was saying, that's The Rock.
Okay, right.
obviously it's the actor, but I mean, they did nothing to him. They just put the suit on him and then that was it. Like, go out there and, you know, Black Adam's character has a flat top.
I was going to say.
For starters, he's got, put the flat top. You know, The Rock used to sport that look, a flat top.
Yeah.
What the hell?
I was actually about to ask you, would you prefer? Because, I mean, I saw an edit where they actually gave him the flat top, and I was like, cut it off. Cut it off.
Really?
I did not like it. Yeah, somebody did it. Shit, I might look it up and send it to you right now. But I didn't like how it looked. I think I prefer the way the bald head that they gave him. And yeah, like you said, you know, it's a really good movie. I highly enjoyed it. I still stand by what I said. It's one of the stronger movies. But I did as well have a few complaints with it.
Okay. What did you not like about it?
One of the things that I did not like, the camera angles, I think, were a little disorienting at times.
Mm.
Like during a couple of the fight scenes, you know, they're flying through the air and the camera's like spinning like with them, or, you know, you can't really see exactly what's going on because there's such fast movement that it kind of almost takes you out of the experience in a way. But then, like, they take another still shot and it puts you right back in. So it's like you're in it, it takes you out, and then you're back in. You know what I mean?
Hmm. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Like that part where I want to say it's when he was, I think they showed it in the trailer there. He's flying in the sky with the jet and he punches one of them.
Yeah,
I think like when the jet goes down, I think that's one of the scenes that, if I'm not mistaken, something that I highly enjoyed. They kind of went similar to what they did with Suicide Squad, where they put a bunch of different characters in it, some that you may know, some that are new.
Mm-hmm.
And they learned from their mistake, I feel like, from Suicide Squad. They didn't try to give everyone their backstory. They showcased what their ability is, what they do. And they left your interest peaked, I think. Like, to me, if they were to make a movie, you know, with one or two of the other characters, I'd be like, okay, cool. You know, I've seen a little bit of what they can do. Let's learn more about them now.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of opposite of how the MCU started when they did individual movies and then put them together.
Right.
I think DC took that and kind of reversed it. And I think it worked really well for them.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, because Suicide Squad, to me, it was a mess. You know, you had a ragtag team, and they tried to show everybody's backstory. But they did it in, like, 10-minute clips, and it just didn't hit home for me. I felt no connections to the characters, and, you know, when they try to kill one of them off, I'm like, whatever. I don't know who that is. I don't, you know? Like, they tried to make it sentimental at the end. It didn't work for me. I feel like the way DC worked Black Adam into it was really good.
Yeah, I agree with you. For most of that, the backstories, the way they tried to introduce each character, it just didn't work for me either in the Suicide Squad movies. Mm-hmm. They were so quick and like, bleh, here's something. Yeah. But, you know, it's like some of these characters I kind of wanted to know more.
Right.
And then towards the end, they kill off this character and they're like, oh, I guess he's gone. Why should I care about him now? Or, you know, like, that just didn't give me enough information. Mm-hmm. And they focused solely on, like, the Harley Quinn and Deadshot. for yeah. you know, or in the second one, I think they did a little better.
I still haven't watched it.
No, I think it's a little. It's definitely better than the first Suicide Squad, but not top tier. It's not top tier. But you know what? They took good steps in that movie to where I feel like they were able to produce Black Adam at the level that it's at.
Yeah.
You know, like it was a stepping stone on their way up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah. Lately, I find myself a lot more excited for the DC films rather than the Marvel Universe. It used to be the opposite. You know, the trailers would come out. I'd be like, oh, shit, you know, I'm going to go watch this in theaters. And now it's quite the opposite. I have no interest in a lot of the things that Marvel is doing nowadays. Like She-Hulk, Moon Knight, I may pick up. What else? I mean, there's so many things I can't even name off the top of my head. It's just, you know, not even on the top of my mind.
Yeah. I mean, you know, during MCU, they were on top of the world, right? Like they just built their way up and they peaked and the pandemic happened. The pandemic happened and then they just kind of, you know, plummeted.
Yeah.
And I think that might be what it is with Marvel anyways. Like for me, like I love all those Marvel movies, like, you know, up to Thanos, love them all. And I think that, you know, the audience holds such a high bar for Marvel that when something subpar comes out, they're like, oh, it sucks. You know, it's not here. It's like down here. And, you know, I guess they can't all be bangers. And then on the other side, the DC movies have been trash for years. And, you know, now that they're starting to ramp their way up, maybe that excitement is there because DC does have a lot of good characters. They have a lot of cool and interesting characters.
Yeah.
But the movies have been trash.
Yeah. You know? No, yeah, they definitely excel in their animated films rather
big time.
But I mean, they're catching up. I feel like they're catching up. And you know what? I actually went into Black Adam not expecting too much either. Not to say that I went in, you know, expecting trash, but I definitely was not expecting that much of a good movie.
Before we make everybody think that Black Adam is this amazing AAA movie, I'm going to say it's not. It's not. Aside from the flat top, there's a few things. Okay. Primarily, Black Adam is supposed to be a villain.
Right.
Okay. There are runs where he's like an anti-hero, but primarily he's a villain.
Right.
And this was straight up superhero. You know, well, okay. Yeah. This was straight up anti-hero.
Yeah.
Leaning more towards the hero.
Right.
I don't know how I feel about that, man. Because, I mean, okay. He's supposed to be Shazam's Captain Marvel. Yeah, Shazam's.
His main bad guy, basically.
Yeah, one of his main villains.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they're not tying anything into that feud or anything.
Yeah.
And that's fine for now. But I would like to see them mash up later, maybe for, you know, Shazam 3.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I hope even maybe a little bit in Shazam too. I mean, it's coming out soon. They just got finished. Maybe, you know, while they had the costume up and ready to go, maybe they filmed a couple of things for that.
I kind of hope they don't. I hope they save it for its own movie. And the reason why is because they're telling the Shazam story very, very well. I feel like they started with his origin. And, you know, he's not an experienced hero. He fucking sucks, right? And then he's kind of learning the ropes, learning how to be this hero. And Black Adam is a fucking badass. He's a monster. If he took on, you know, Shazam now, he'd fucking destroy him, I feel like.
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, give Shazam a chance to work his way up to Black Adam. Yeah, exactly. And that way it'll be at least an even match. Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm kind of hoping they save him for a third one. And I really hate when they put too many villains in a movie.
Yeah, you know, that's way true. No, actually, I'm not even familiar with who the villain in Shazam 2 is. Like, I've seen the trailers and all that, but I'm not sure on the character, you know?
Right, right. Yeah, I'm not, like, I know the character, but I don't know all the villains or, you know, all the runs, all the books. But it looks fun. The trailer looks like it'll be good.
Yeah.
And
hopefully they keep the momentum of the first one.
Yeah, yeah. I would hope so, yeah. Because I really did enjoy the first one, actually. Oh, yeah. I'd put it right up next to Black Adam, actually. One of the top ones for me, personally.
Oh, yeah. You know what? And actually, I was very hesitant to even watch that one in the first place. When you first recommended it to me, I was like, I may get around to it. You watch and you gave it pretty good praise. And even with that, I was very hesitant to even watch just because of what DC was doing with their movies. And I was pleasantly surprised. Like, it's one of the only DC movies that I've gone back and rewatched a couple times now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other one that I did like was Aquaman. Yeah. I actually liked it, you know? Not bad. You weren't a fan?
Not for me. Okay. I think I tried maybe three times. Oof. I think the furthest I got, they were looking for the Trident or some shit. And they went to a desert and they played Pitbull. And I was like, and nothing against Pitbull, you know, nothing against the song or anything like that. It's just, that's how I remember it. It was a Pitbull song that I was playing or something like that.
I liked it. I thought it was fun. It was a good intro for Aquaman, I felt like.
I guess. He had already been introduced into it.
Justice League?
Was it Justice League or was he in Batman v Superman?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you want to help underprivileged bald men whose hair has fallen one by one? If you subscribe today, a hair will grow back on CK's head.
For every
one click,
for every like, for every follow, you can make a difference on that bald, shiny head. Subscribe now.
Please, if you don't want my brother B to start looking like CK over there, please subscribe. He's heading that way. With every subscribe, he can get a follicle on that balding head of his. Bing.
Do us all a favor. Subscribe.
No, it was definitely Justice League.
Justice League that he was in?
Yeah, that's where he got his intro.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't watch either of those. Zack Snyder cut, but I mean, the first release of Justice League was garbage. Yeah, I didn't get far into that one either.
Garbage. I saw it in theaters, man. Oh, I was so pissed.
Sorry. I'm sorry for the wasted money.
I hated it, dude. I was so mad. Fuck, man. But
and that's why I was a little hesitant to even go watch Black Adam. But I mean, with the hype that I had from Shazam, because I'm knowing that those two characters are connected, I was like, you know what? All right, I'll watch it in theaters. But man, the action in Black Adam was top notch.
Yeah.
Some of it was very CGI heavy. And there were definitely parts where you could tell it was CGI heavy, but regardless, I mean, the action I think was really, really well done. What do you think of the credit scene?
Okay, I wasn't sure if I wanted to mention it, but I guess the movie's been out for a couple weeks now,
yeah,
and it's all over the internet. You can't turn on YouTube without seeing a thumbnail. So
yeah, I guess before if anything, spoilers.
Small spoiler.
Go ahead.
The man is back.
He's back, Superman. Baby.
He's back. Cavill, he's back. He's officially re-signed for Superman. And, dude, I'm actually pretty hyped about that.
Yeah. Yeah, because Man of Steel was actually, I really enjoyed Man of Steel. I think it was a really strong movie for them. And I had heard, I think the week before I went to go watch Black Adam, that he had re-signed. And I was like, we'll see what they do with him. I didn't know they were going to throw him right back into the deep end so quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. that end credit scene. Yeah, because what's her name? Waller sends a little drone out there to threaten Black Adam. And then she sends soup whenever the threat doesn't work. I was like, oh, shit. I was like, let's get part two. Come on. Yeah.
I kind of got spoiled, right? Like, I knew, I heard that it had happened before I watched the movie. But when it happened, it was still like, ah, nice, badass, you know, like.
Yeah,
it was cool. It was a pleasant surprise. Uh-huh. You know, I kind of, man, like it was tight, but I kind of wished I would have saved it because, you know, they didn't fight or anything, right? Like they just kind of, Superman's just like, hey, man, we need to talk.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it went to black, you know, so you kind of like, okay, so they got to know each other. They talked a little bit. They probably talked trash and then Superman flew away. You know, so it's kind of like, it's not going to be, I don't know, an organic fight, maybe, whenever they do mash up.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I don't know. I don't know how they're going to do it, but I don't know. Kind of a part of me wishes that they would have saved it for the actual thing, you know, like.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's Cavill confirmation, and that's fucking badass in its own.
Oh, yeah. Man. But what was I going to say? At least they're on each other's radar, though. They're on each other's radar. True. They're aware of each other, so, you know, they are building a universe.
Yeah, for sure.
What would you rate it?
Ooh, before I rate it, I got one last complaint. One of the bigger complaints.
Okay.
The character, Dr. Fate. I hate what they did with him. I really hate what they did with him.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to bring up that complaint too.
For example, Dr. Fate is supposed to be one of the most powerful beings on the planet, right? One of the most powerful wizards on the planet. Right. And the way that Dr. Fate works, first of all, the helmet's not an alien fucking artifact or whatever. It's something that's from Earth, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the helmet chooses its vessel. You put it on, and then Dr. Fate is now in charge. They don't work together, the person, the vessel and the helmet. They don't work together. He can't take off his helmet and just, oh, hey, look. You know, and then just put it back on and keep going. It doesn't work that way. In fact, the helmet wants to stay in control. He doesn't want to give up the body because, you know, he's been like sealed up in that helmet for years, for thousands of years. He doesn't want to take off the helmet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And also that character, the old dude, he's supposed to be Satana's father. Satana is another, she's another wizard. She plays a big role in like the animated stuff, but you know, she becomes a big character and they have this father-daughter relationship. And what they do with the character, they kind of just like, it's, that's just not going to happen. Like there is no relationship there. Is it? And then,
Cause that twist is just, I don't know why they decided with that twist, you know, but I don't know. It did upset me, and I did express my disagreement, I guess, with that decision.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you know what? I'm going to hand over my trust and see what they do with the character from here, from this point on.
Yeah. I know that there are other users of the helmet.
Right. But,
like, Kent was the main dude. Like,
yeah.
You know, like there's times where the helmet is on Satana, the daughter, or the helmet is on Aqualad, or, you know, there's just a bunch of characters that have magic within them and the helmet chooses them. But like the main dude is Kent. And, you know, they
fuck it up. Yeah. You think of Dr. Fate and you think of him, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So I really just like that. He already had an interesting backstory, and just to dig just a little deeper into this nerdgasm here, the helmet is actually the soul of Savage's son. Yeah,
I actually was not aware of that.
Yeah, the Savage, the immortal guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's one of his sons. When Savage basically lived in Atlantis before it was underwater.
Huh.
Yeah,
I did not know that.
Yeah, so
something new every day.
Yeah, there you go. But now that's not happening because apparently the helmet's an alien artifact or some shit.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, that's, you know, there's so much story to tell right there. And yeah, they just go up and they randomly change the backstory for no real reason.
Yeah. What a Marvel thing to do.
Right about that.
Well, I mean, like I say, you know, I'm going to put my trust in them, see what they do with it, and then if I don't agree with it, I'm probably not going to say anything regardless. You know, it's their creative decision. It is what it is.
Yeah, for sure. Regardless of these, you know, gripes, like I said, it's a fun movie. I had fun with it. I enjoyed it. I was entertained. I'm going to give it, you know what? Man, I'm stuck between an 8.5 and a 9. I really enjoyed it. It was fun.
Okay. Yeah, I was actually, I think I was at an 8.5, yeah. I was at an 8.5. I would definitely like to watch it again a second time to see if maybe my opinion has changed. Maybe I'll see something a little bit that might sway a little bit down, maybe a little bit up. But yeah, we'll have to see for the second watch.
Right on, right on.
I but yeah, say, yeah. For me, in my opinion, Prey. Great movie. Let's just say that first week, I think I watched it at least like 3 times, dude.
Wow.
Yeah. That's how much holy I enjoyed shit. That. I'm telling you, movie of the year for me still.
Wow. Well, there's still a little bit of time. Wakanda, it's kind of forever. It's coming up, right?
You know what? I might actually go watch that in theaters. It looks pretty okay. Looks pretty good so far from the trailers.
It's got some redeeming to do, that's for sure. It's got a lot writing on it.
Oh, I know. But, I mean, you know what? It looks pretty good. I'd like to see what they do with Ironheart. I'm not really familiar with the character, so they can build an entire new story for her, and I won't even know.
Yeah, yeah. What I'm looking forward to is the villain's name. What the fuck is his name? He's
Namor,
thank you. Yeah, he's supposed to, well, they changed his backstory as well.
Yeah.
Not too much. He's basically the Aquaman of the Marvel Universe, but they kind of gave him like a Mayan descent, which I think it looks cool on film, like the way their outfits look, and I think they look pretty cool. So I'm kind of looking forward to him. Like he's an interesting character.
But not too familiar with him, but I know of him, but I don't know about him, if that makes sense.
All right, yeah. Basically, he's an anti-hero. Atlantis and Wakanda don't get along too well, and there's supposed to be a lot of rivalry between Black Panther and him, which is not going to happen because, you know, the actor who played Black Panther, he passed away earlier this year. Sucks. It's unfortunate. You know, we'll never get to see that on screen, but you know, it's no secret there is going to be a new Black Panther, but at the same time, it's not exactly going to be the same, you know, but we'll see how that plays out. I'm still excited for it. It looks good.
Looks
cool.
Yeah. I think it's one of the only things Marvel's really been released recently that I'm looking forward to. A lot of the stuff that they've been working on is not really on my radar.
I think the Wakanda is going to be the last Marvel movie of the year, if I'm not mistaken.
Think so.
And then they're going to start with the next phase, starting with Ant-Man on the next year.
Yeah. That one, I may watch it. I may wait for it to come out on streaming as far as the first trailer goes. I did want to ask you. So I had heard, I don't know if maybe you've heard this as well, but before it was said that Cavill went back to DC, I had heard that he was going to go to Marvel. Did you ever hear about that?
I did. Nothing was confirmed as to what character he'd be playing.
I heard,
but Dr. I did hear Doom. The same things. I had heard some rumors. Dr. Doom was one of them. I heard he was going to play like one of the gods in that fake X-Men movie, you know, where they're from space and they, with the fucking Greek mythology names. What the fuck was it? The Eternals.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, the fake X-Men. I heard he was going to play.
You threw me off when he said the fake X-Men. I was like, huh? In space? What? Like, the lion? Oh, what the hell ever happened with the Skrulls? Bro, like, they should have done Skrull Invasion before they did Secret Wars or anything, you know? Or Secret Invasion.
Yeah, they're actually Are going they to. Yeah, I think it's after Ant-Man. It was supposed to be a movie at first, and I think now it's going to be one of the series on Disney Plus. Mm. And then I heard they're going to make it into a movie again. So I don't know what the hell they're going to do. But yeah, it's basically going to be a prequel, supposedly. Mm. And it's going to take place during the Thanos snap, like when half the world was gone. Supposedly that's when, like, you know, with half the heroes dead, the world is vulnerable. So that's when the Skrulls decide to attack. So
I guess, you know what? I think I may have heard something about that. That may have come across my web browser at one point or another. That being said, if that is the case, at that time, Captain America was Captain America in, and
this is true.
So was Iron Man, kind of.
He was
alive. Yeah. Not for 5 years, but you know he was alive. Huh?
I think he was for most of that though, because when he came back, nothing Skrull related happened. So I'm assuming it's going to take place before Tony came back.
Well, I mean, he couldn't have been off Earth that long because him and Nebula were in space, and then Captain Marvel finds him and saves him before he starves to death or whatever.
I kind of want to say that it was like a year, dude.
Really?
I think so.
We'll see.
They were gone for a minute.
Yeah.
I have to double check.
Yeah. And then I'm sure they were just joking around, but there was a couple of tweets. I don't know if they were real or not. There was a tweet by Robert Downey Jr. where I think I sent it to you, where he was like, oh, coming back from the dead, that sounds fun. And then just recently, another one came across. Was what's his name, Chris Evans, was like, huh, if Iron Man can come back, I don't see why Captain America can't. And I was like, I mean, if we're gonna do it that way, maybe, you know, maybe you'll be back on my radar. I doubt it'll happen, you know. Yeah, but it's fun to think about.
I think they're just having fun. They're just fucking with us, man.
I'm sure they are. I'm sure that's exactly what it is.
I saw a tweet from Chris Evans where it said something like, I would love to come back as a Human Torch or something like that, you know, like, and you know, that'd be fun. It'd be cool because, you know, he played the first Human Torch a long ass time ago.
It could happen technically.
Yeah.
Because I mean, you know, multiverse is a thing now.
Yeah. It'd be cool, a nice little cameo or something, you know. It'd be tight. Yeah. It'd be cool for sure.
Yeah, and you know, they are about to go with the war, aren't they? I mean, with the other universes,
pretty soon. Yeah.
For all we know, it could actually be happening.
Yeah, could be.
I had heard that. I mean, I kind of heard it from somewhere. I forget where. Probably some YouTube video or something.
Yeah.
But I mean, I kind of agree. A lot of the hype coming from the Marvel side of things right now is, aside from, you know, the new Ant-Man movie and Wakanda Forever coming up, I'm going to say at least like 90% of it stems from the announcement of Deadpool 3.
Oh, you know,
Wolverine versus Deadpool. And
that's going to be...
I mean, you know, I think Deadpool 2 was better than Deadpool 1, and they set the bar high, I think. I can only imagine what they're going to do with those two guys on the screen.
Oh, man. Dude, I remember seeing something. I don't remember if it was real or not, but I saw something, like a video. Or you know how The Rock was promoting Black Adam for months, and he was saying that same phrase over and over, like, Black Adam is about to change the power of the DC universe or something along those lines, right?
Something, yeah.
And then when the teaser for Deadpool 3 came out and Hugh Jackman is like, yeah, I'll play Wolverine, Ryan, whatever. Right there, it just shattered fucking Black Adam's, all his months of promotion just down the drain.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. But
Man. And I think that might have been why they threw in Superman. Maybe.
I mean,
it got us excited. It got me excited.
Shit. Oh, hell yeah, it did. I mean, I can't wait for Black Adam 2. Like I said, bring it on. You know, bring it as soon as you can, so long as you keep that quality.
Yeah.
But, sure, I mean, yeah, man. Like, I feel like in its own right, though, I mean, Black Adam did really good. I think they're on week 4, being like the top grossing movie in the U.S.
Wow.
If I'm not mistaken. And last I checked, they had great reviews on like Rotten Tomatoes, like, you know, viewer reviews, not critics. I think on Google reviews and all of that, phenomenal, you know? So, I mean, all that hype that he was, you know, he was building was for nothing. It turned out to be a great movie, which would have sucked for him if he was, you know, pushing it so hard and then it turned out to be a flop.
Oh, that would have been...
Yeah, because The Rock's a cool dude, you know? I mean...
Sure seems like it, yeah.
Yeah, you hate to see it, but, I mean, luckily for him...
Absolutely.
Yeah, I definitely Deadpool 3, you know, Wolverine versus Deadpool. I'm hoping to go on the release date. If they show a midnight showing, I'm probably going to be there if I can get tickets.
Yeah, that's yeah. Oh, yeah, I ain't going to miss that. That's for sure. Yeah. probably just like you said, first weekend, I'm there. And Black Adam, I was excited to go see it, but it still took me a couple weeks to watch it.
And, yeah.
But yeah, Deadpool 3, I'm there, dude. I'm going to be there. I'm going to watch it. That first weekend for sure.
You gonna leave the kids home alone? You gonna, you're gonna be like, one's watching the skinny one?
Nah. I'll just wait. I'll wait for you to let me know when your movie ticket is. Then I'll just drop him off at your place.
Oh man, dude, you remember when I told you? What was it? Endgame was in theaters, and I think we went to the premiere, so I guess the first showing or something. My now fiance, myself,
it was probably
the little sister. I remember she went.
Okay.
I don't remember who the fuck I went with. It was so long ago, but yeah, I told you, I was like, dude, you need to go. Yeah, I don't know. We got the kids. I said, fuck the kids. Hand them here. Go to the fucking movie theater now.
Yeah, man.
I feel like it's going to be one of those. Like, you need to watch it in theaters at least once.
Yeah. Going to have to, man. Going to have to. Yeah. I'll find somebody. Somebody's going to babysit.
You know.
Hi, sister.
Yeah, sister is available on Fridays and Saturdays, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh.
I'm telling you, like, other than those, I don't think there's a lot on my radar for now.
Yeah, it's definitely been a slow, you know, slower last couple years. But the ones that are coming, I mean, you got to look forward to something.
Yeah, like I said, probably wait till it comes on streaming. Wakanda Forever, I might watch that in theaters. Just see Ironheart, see what they do with their new character, you know?
Yeah. Could be a flop, could be a pretty good.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's good. I kind of want Marvel to make a comeback.
Yeah, for sure.
Marvel is, unfortunately, they are reducing their quality to put out quantity, in my opinion.
Yeah. You probably didn't see She-Hulk. Or at least all of it.
Oh, not at all. I didn't even start it. I have no interest in it.
There was some rough spots, some rough patches in there for sure.
Oh, I've heard. And I've heard about the ending too. I actually just heard about it a little bit more in detail this morning. I have no interest in watching it. And even less so now about their whole twist ending and all that. And then what they did tell your boy Scar. Man.
He looks like shit.
Man,
it looks like shit.
Yeah, and with the introduction of Scar now, and him being on Earth, and him being a nice little kid who, you know, he, for whatever reason, he's green already, but he can control it somehow, and, you know, whatever. There's absolutely, I feel like there's no chance for World War Hulk. World War Hulk is out of the picture now.
I mean, obviously that's the direction that they're gonna go. They have to.
I don't know how they're gonna pull it off. And even if they try, I mean, at this point, man, Hulk, at this point, he's just a fucking joke. You know, he's not a powerhouse. I mean, he has the power, but he doesn't use it really. He doesn't know how to use it effectively. Yeah. You know, he's a joke now, I think. And I get, you know, Professor Hulk is supposed to be a thing, but I don't like the way that they did it. Not to say that Savage Hulk is a different thing, but, you know, he's supposed to be a semi-intelligent Hulk that basically runs a Planet Hulk, and then World War Hulk comes from Planet Hulk, if I'm not mistaken. Right. Something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, Planet Hulk kind of happened in Ragnarok.
Kind of.
I don't know. I don't see it happening in any way that could possibly be as good as if they had just done it straight, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, dude. It's I don't know, dude. You just got to hope that Kevin Feige knows what he's doing and he pulls it off and they get back up to where they were. That's all we can really do, you know?
Man, honestly, I feel like Kevin Feige's put in some work. He gave us the Infinity Saga, and I feel like, you know, he's put in a lot of good work.
Oh yeah.
At this point, I feel like almost the effort is kind of gone. Like, I feel like he's gonna getting pushed around to meet certain agendas, and just I feel like he's burnt out, maybe. Especially maybe. With the quality of the things that's coming out, you know. And I wouldn't blame him if he decided, you know, tomorrow to announce that his retirement and all that. I would say he did a good job with the MCU. You know, given the latest things that he's done, I feel like, you know what, I'm going to look past that. He did the Infinity Saga, because anything from Thanos to Iron Man 1, top notch. Great movie.
Hmm.
And
for sure.
I mean, yeah. I wouldn't beat him up too much, you know?
Yeah, he's earned his stripes.
Yeah.
He definitely has produced a lot of good movies.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good content.
Yeah.
For sure. To kind of end on a high note here, James Gunn, did you hear about this? The guy who directed the Guardians of the Galaxy movies.
Okay.
He got into some trouble a while back. You know, some nerds found some old tweets and some old shit on his Twitter or whatever, and he basically MCU fucking fired him.
Okay.
And they didn't want him to come back for Guardians 3, I believe it was. And so that movie got delayed. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, this and that happened, and MCU kind of backpedaled, like, James, come back. We're sorry. You know, and so he actually did come back. I guess he wanted to finish his trilogy, maybe. But he's already signed on. He's basically going to be the Kevin Feige of the DCEU.
Mm.
He's going to be overlooking basically all MCU-related movies going forward.
Mm.
And I think it's a great idea to have one person in charge, you know, kind of to keep tabs and keep everything organized. Because that's, I think, DC's biggest problem. They're not organized. They don't work together.
Right.
And all their movies are just doing their own thing. And with someone in charge to give them direction, I feel like will greatly improve the quality of the DCEU movies.
Oh.
You know, and I don't know if you were a fan of the Guardians movies, but I feel like James Gunn, he did really good with those.
Yeah.
And those were characters that I wasn't familiar with, like, at all. I knew nothing about them. And he really brought out some cool stuff with them. You know?
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, I agree. Yeah, I wasn't familiar with them really either. I was familiar with Rocket, mostly through, I think, Marvel versus Capcom. And something else, I had seen him before somewhere, but I think that was the only character I was familiar with or had even seen. And the Guardians of the Galaxy, I really enjoyed it. And you know what? Actually, come to think of it, speaking of the Guardians of the Galaxy, that the whole rumor, the As Guardians of the Galaxy or whatever, where Thor was going to, they were going to be together in the same movie for whatever, Guardians and Thor. I'm actually kind of glad that didn't happen. I feel like it would have muddied up the movie, like try to put too much focus on either or. And if not, then, you know, just we have both on camera and they're kind of trying to outshine each other. And it's good for, you know, funny scenes or whatever, but I can't really imagine an entire movie in that format, you know?
Yeah. No, yeah. It's, in a way, I did want to see it. I did want to see that, but I think you're right, because you kind of saw it in the beginning of Thor 4, and it was just like, you know, the Guardians are, they're doing their thing, they're fighting, they're pew, 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 and then they're like, Thor, we need you, and he comes and he takes out a whole army by himself. And it was just, it's overkill. He's overkill. He's too much. He's too powerful to really be on that team. I'm sure it would have been funny, you know, if there was a movie or something. And I do think that opening scene was good, but maybe you're right. A whole movie dedicated to that might not have been the best move. So I think I'm going to agree with you on that.
Yeah. Although, I mean, I got to say, I think maybe the opening to that movie was probably the best part of the movie. Oh, man. That movie, I don't know. I'll keep my thoughts to myself on that movie. I wouldn't want to extend this episode too much longer.
Right.
Believe me, I could go on about that one, too.
We might have to revisit that another time.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. Maybe I don't want to revisit it.
Well, on that note, unfortunately, we're out of time. Buckle, thank you for joining me. It was fun catching up. Good to have you back.
Yeah, thanks for having me on again. It was really fun. We need to see when the next game of Nerdy Pervy is.
Yeah, funny you mentioned that. There was an email that I got the other day.
Okay.
Let me pull this up. The title of it was, What the Fuck, Dude?
Oh, okay. Sounds like somebody has some sort of complaint or
some kind of beef, maybe. Okay. I don't know, but let's see. It says, Dear BB, we haven't heard from our favorite guest star, Coco.
Okay.
He hasn't been on in a few episodes, and he wasn't on the last one. Mm-hmm. When's the next game of Nerdy Pervy?
Oh.
Yeah. Give your fans what they want. Oh. Sincerely, Not Cuckle.
Oh. Not Cuckle. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
That's so weird. I mean, it sounds like, you know, BB, it sounds to me like you are a man of the people. And, here we are. You are giving the fans exactly what they want, you know?
Yeah, that's what I do. I'm a giver.
There you go. As they say, you know, ask and you shall receive. Here we are.
I say. Well, again, dude, thanks for joining me, man. This was fun.
Yes, sir.
We have to have you on more often, and we'll try and do so going forward.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, just let me know. I got my setup. It's coming along.
And with that being said, you can come check us out at www.thesafiles.com. We've got tons and tons of episodes, and we're getting up there. We're on episode 25, man. Me and CK talking trash. Me and Cuckle. We got Farquaad. Josie's run-in appearances. You just have fun. We just talk trash. It's good stuff down there. Come check us out on Patreon, where we have tons and tons of bloopers. It's just a ripping good time watching us fuck up all the time. It's good stuff, trust me. And by doing that, you'll also be helping us support the show, and that would be awesome. You can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and now on YouTube, now in color. And last but not least, you can also listen to us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, basically anywhere that you can listen to a podcast, we're there. Except fucking Pandora, those fucking assholes, dude. They're just not. I send them emails and I think somebody over there just doesn't like me. I don't know why. No clue. No clue.
If it counts for anything, we like.
This Bogus Bird signing out.
All right, this is Cuckoo signing out.
Catch you on the next one.